Right now, it is time to bring in someone who's not holding her button. It's time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. And we say good morning to Ruth. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning. And how do you know I'm not holding my button?
That's right.
Because you're not making that noise. Anyway, Jill just did it.
Good. Now I know.
Stop holding your button, Goodman.
No buttons.
That's right. Well, how was your weekend?
Oh, it was good. I sort of relaxed and didn't do too much work. So it's time to get back on the stick.
It's really busy this week, actually.
Considering school's letting out, yeah. And it's usually, you know, we don't have too much. We have a lot. And we have high school graduation tomorrow. Tonight is awards assembly, which is always very nice to see what all the kids have achieved over the years.
My invitation got lost in the mail.
Oh, sorry about that.
Your invitation's always lost.
Yeah. It's a long evening, but it's very nice. And then coming up on, well, you probably have more than I, but on Friday, we have the longest day at Gear, where they're going to be, you know, it's to commemorate and help those with Alzheimer's, the longest day, to bring awareness, I should say. And then the tornado commemoration there this year's...
Cornwall Arbor, 25th, right?
Well, it starts on the 21st.
Yeah, 21st, but it was the 30th year or 25th year?
Oh, 1989. Yeah. Sorry, yes.
I was caught in that, so I should remember that.
I bought my house then.
Yeah.
The person I bought it from called and said, oh, there's a... It's okay. I was sitting in the city. I was like, what?
Huh? I was sitting right at the top of Smith Hill Road as you come out of... Cornwall on the West Cornwall Road, just moments away from my house, and trees came down around me.
It was unreal. Yeah.
But the town truck was caught with me, so they cut their way through it. So.
Oh, really?
they had just finished oiling and putting new tar on top of the road. It all got washed away.
For those of us who remember it, was quite the thing. And, of course, Cornwall, I think, got hit the worst. Cathedral Pines and... So they're going to recreate Jerry Blakey and his wife were out there making hot dogs for people who were in trouble, and they're going to recreate that. They're going to be out there making hot dogs for this commemoration, plus a lot of other displays and things. And
I always loved the story that Rick Stern used to tell me after the tornado went through. They were going around town cleaning up stuff. They never found. They had built a new like storage shed for the town garage. They never found that, but they kept looking for the church steeple. And finally, after about 3 or 4 days of looking for the church steeple, an old guy came up to them and said, "There was no steeple on that church."
What a great story. Oh, gosh. Yes. Well, it was quite the devastation here in town in the area. So it's nice to be able to look back now that we have all healed from that, except for, of course, the trees that are gone. But people did, as they always do, you know, they helped one another and fought it and came back. And Saturday, we're going to be back in Cornwall for the Mutt Show. Little Guild is going to hold a Mutt Show on the green from 11 to 2. Everybody's invited to come bring their pups. So... That's what I've got.
Now, I've got the Sharon Housing Authority meeting tomorrow night at 5 o'clock at Sharon Town Hall. North Canaan Rec Commission meeting on Tuesday at 7 o'clock at Town Hall. We have Sharon Board of Finance, a regular meeting on Tuesday at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. And Cornwall has the Board of Selectmen at 7:30 on Tuesday,
That's true. That is correct. And the Exchange Club is having its barbecue the same night as on the Tuesday the 18th.
On Wednesday the 19th, the Board of Education meets in Cornwall. What else do I have here? The Transfer Station Building Committee has their regular meeting on Wednesday in Salisbury at 5:30. The Food Truck Ordinance Committee is meeting in North Canaan again on Wednesday at 8 o'clock. I guess that's because they had that one food truck there last year. Now, supposedly the Zoning Board of Appeals, from what I got, is meeting also in North Canaan on Wednesday at 7 o'clock.
Oh, really? Okay.
And then there's a big town meeting public hearing in Salisbury on Wednesday at 7:30. So there's actually a lot of these small meetings going on in Cornwall. The Board of Finance meets on Thursday, I think. And then, of course, the Sunset Music Series continues on Thursday. With Nathaniel Hintz. And then again next Sunday, Well, we have none other than the Cranford Club at the Depot with their free music as well.
Their concert's going, which is actually the Music Lab is helping to produce that this year. Yeah.
And on Friday in Kent, they have that normal Republican get-together at 7:30 in the morning at the Fife and Drum Restaurant, where the Republican legislators give their ideas and ask for questions from people in the audience.
And speaking of state politics, we had two people from the state in the area this past week. Denise Merrill, the Secretary of State, was at the Democratic Coalition of Northwest Connecticut last Monday to talk about voting, and her goal is to make sure that get as many people out as possible. And some of the stories were kind of creepy about voter fraud, and not so much fraud, but voter
tampering.
Trying to keep people away. Not so much in Connecticut, but she was talking about things that are done in other states to keep people from voting. And
it's really other than gerrymandering, of course, there's all the different where they close voting stations, so you have to travel longer.
20 miles. But Connecticut seems to be in pretty good shape. She said they have registered over the past couple of years 300,000 new people, and 92,000 of those are between the ages of 18 and 24, which is very encouraging.
That's what Bernie Sanders wants to hear.
Right. And then last Thursday, Susan Bisewitz, the lieutenant governor, was out at COG and met with the first selectman of the area towns. So we have been noticed. And as Gordon Ridgway told her, you know, you've made more visits out here in your 6 months than the last one did over the whole time they were in office. So it's nice to know we are being watched and
considered.
Considered, yes.
Included.
We had a couple little nature things. We had a tree down on Route 7. Yep. I came along, and all of a sudden there was Dave Williamson standing in the middle of the road going, "We have a tree down." He had just come upon it, and so the road had to be closed on both sides and just above the West Cornwall covered bridge.
Yep.
And got that cleared up. And then there was the big truck that went through the covered bridge last week.
Again,
And again, as Gordon Ridgway said, standing before the sign that said limit 10 feet 11 inches, 12 feet 6 inches just doesn't fit. So the truck had to be, the fire department had to come out, flatten the tires, and pull it back out again.
And like I said, I always go back to the time with my brother years and years and years ago. Before the tornado tried to go through that bridge and got stuck, and he didn't call anybody. He just flattened the tires himself.
and
backed out, and no damage was done. Then he got somebody to pump up the tires again, and he went all the way around.
Yeah, they were fortunate this time too. It was just DOT guys said it was just a couple of scrapes inside, but come on, guys. Take a look at what you're doing before you go through.
Yeah. All right, Ruth.
Okay. So, and we did have the snow monster at Sharon Center School. It didn't snow, but it was freezing that day. But it was kind of fun. It's always fun. The kids love that sort of thing. So.
All right.
So I'm sure there'll be more things that we don't expect next week, but we have a lot of things that we do expect. So we'll be on the road again.
All right, Ruth. We'll speak to you on Monday.
Have a good week, guys.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American, rep-am.com on the web.